Years ago when I came to Corpus Christi Church, I was 28 years old, about the same age that Davis Craig is, about that age, and Carol Augsbury, you were 5 years old. And the pastor, Monsignor Maney, he was 61. I thought he was ancient. After 2 months after I arrived, he told me, "Jim, I've decided to go to a new church." I said, "What? Really?" He said, "No offense, but I've been here a long time and I need to move on. Now it's your turn." I remember feeling scared, but mostly I felt excited. Wow, the torch has been passed, and I thought of all the new possibilities that lay ahead. So that's what's happening in the reading today, the Feast of the Ascension. Jesus was a very wise teacher. He told his disciples, "Unless I leave you, you won't receive the Holy Spirit. My absence will help you to grow. I need to step back so you can take over. Now it's your turn." Now he's saying this to all of us. It's your turn. I'm leaving. I'm giving you the Spirit. You take over my work. The torch has been passed. So we might be living in scary times, but they're also very exciting times also. It's time for creativity and new growth. New possibilities lie ahead for our world. At Spiritus Christi, we've passed the torch a number of times. 22 years ago, I passed the torch of leadership to Reverend Mary, and during her pastorate, women were ordained priests for the first time. We celebrated LGBTQ weddings for the first time. We started the Ecumenical Mass at Emmanuel Church, breaking down walls between Protestants and Catholics. 3 years ago, Reverend Mary passed the torch of leadership to Reverend Myra, and during Reverend Myra's pastorate, Spiritus became a leader in racial justice. Through live stream, we became a global church, reaching way beyond Rochester. We combined our choirs to emphasize unity and racial diversity, and we gave more attention to addressing the climate crisis. Every time we pass the torch, there's a release of creativity and new growth. The Feast of the Ascension is when Jesus leaves the earth for the last time. And 40 days previously, you've noticed that he appears and disappears through walls and through doors. Today he disappears through a cloud. What's all this about, these post-resurrection appearances and disappearances? To teach us that the line between heaven and earth is paper thin. The veil between this life and the next life is permeable. Heaven and earth are constantly overlapping and interacting. A man named Ken Pamatat, he used to sit right back there, big, tall guy. He died 2 years ago. When he was in Highland Hospital, it was 5 o'clock in the morning. The nurse came to see him, and he had a smile on his face. And the nurse said, "Ken, are you in any kind of pain?" And he said, "Nope, I'm in joy." And 2 hours later, he died. So the veil between this life and the next is quite thin. Anne Lamott says, "Death is just a major change of address. After death, we live in a different zip code." Jesus' departure is not really an absence at all, but it's a presence in a new way. He's still here. The Spirit is with us. It's just different. Now, Jesus must have felt a great sense of accomplishment when he was leaving for the final time. It's probably how graduates feel when they cross the stage and receive their diploma, realizing all their hard academic work really paid off, or how people who retire after a long career feel. Their work is done, now they pass the torch so other people can carry on. There's no ascension without a descension. Before Jesus could ascend, he first had to go through that terrible torture and execution on the cross. Before people come to our Jennifer House and Nielsen House prison ministry homes, they first have to go through the hell of living on the street and in jail. Before people come to Grace of God Recovery House, they first have to go through the nightmare of addiction. And as a world, before getting our vaccinations, we had to go through months and months of lockdown and isolation. There's no ascension without a descension. And that's why people feel so happy to be back in church. It's like, we've been down there, now it's time to come back. Before Jesus ascends, the disciples ask him a question. Lord, is this when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Is this when you're going to throw out those lousy Romans and we get our land back? And Jesus must have said to himself, oh, brother, you really missed the point, didn't you? For three years. I've been telling you, I'm not going to get rid of the Romans. The Romans are going to get rid of me. I didn't come to set up a political regime for one nation. I came so you people could transform all the nations. This is not about God bless America, or God bless the white people, or God bless the Catholics, or God bless my tribe. I want you to be a blessing for the whole world. Be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. In Mark's gospel that we read today, he says something interesting. The other writers say, bring the good news to every nation or the ends of the earth. He says, bring the good news to every creature. Not just humans. Bring good news to every creature. To the rainforest, the coral reefs, the whales, the dolphins. You know, the more encroachment there is on the Amazon forest, the more we bring about plagues like the coronavirus. Greta Thunberg, the 18-year-old climate activist, said this week, for some reason people listen to me. I'm a young person, but they listen to me. I don't want that. I want people to listen to science before it's too late. Bring good news to every creature. As you know, every brain has a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. The left hemisphere deals with details. The right hemisphere deals with the big picture. So a bird, for example, uses its left brains for details when it's making a sophisticated nest. Did you ever watch a robin build a nest? It's unbelievable, the details. So that's the left brain. But it also uses its right brain to constantly look around to keep itself safe from predators, the big picture. So our culture today is pretty much steeped in the left brain, in details, in the nitty-gritty. But Jesus shows us the right side, the big picture. The big picture is another name for the kingdom of God that he talked about. God's dream for the world, to transform the world. So Jesus says, be a blessing to all the nations and to every creature. That's the big picture. Recently, as you know, we decided to combine the gospel choir and the Spiritus Christi, or the Spiritus Singers choir, into one choir. And that was hard for members of both choirs, and maybe for people in the audience too, because each choir had been going for 30 years or so, and people feared losing the kind of music that's very close and dear to their hearts. They worried about losing the intimacy within their group, because the choirs are not just groups of singers. They're like a small Christian community. They really care about each other. And so there was a concern that we're going to lose that intimacy. But most everybody I talked to said something like this. I don't want to give up what's precious to me and what's familiar. Change is very hard. But we're being asked to do something new. And I do see the value of promoting diversity and unity at this important time in our racial history. In other words, I see the big picture. I'm going to let go of this view that is comfortable and familiar, and I'm going to see the big picture. Think of the COVID crisis today. We can't be small-minded. We've got to see the big picture. The only way to beat the pandemic is to get the majority of people vaccinated, period. We can't let selfish individualism, fear, distrust, and misinformation derail this effort. And we can be very proud that Spiritus Christi is going to be the host of a pop-up vaccination site next Saturday from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then again on Saturday, June 12th. So this Saturday and then June 12th from 11 to 3. Please spread the word to get the citizens of Rochester vaccinated, especially people of color. Volunteers have gone out into the neighborhoods to notify the people about our vaccination site. This is really, really good. We have to see the big picture. Our country also needs to share our vaccines with poor countries, with countries in Asia and Africa and South America. The COVID crisis in India threatens the safety of people everywhere. Isn't that heartbreaking to watch the news about India? 4,000 people die every day. It's heartbreaking. And we realize that nobody is really safe in this world until everybody is safe. So we have to see the big picture. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Go into the whole world. Bring good news to everybody, every creature. And he set the example by reaching out to the most vulnerable. So we have to see the big picture in the Israeli-Palestinian crisis, which is now in its seventh day that the war is so horrible there. You know, you realize that Israel is not interested in a two-state solution. It keeps taking over more and more Palestinian territory, and it's creating another apartheid. And the rest of the world ignores the injustice. We have to see the big picture. The Palestinians are not going to go away. The Israelis are not going to go away. Both are here to stay. And so sooner or later, they have to live in peace. War is not the answer. We have to see the big picture. Finally, at the end of the story today of the Ascension, Jesus vanishes behind clouds, and two angels appear, and they look down, and everybody's looking up, and they say, "Why are you looking up here? Don't look up to see Jesus. Look around to see Jesus. Jesus isn't up there. He's around here. He's in everybody, especially in the poor, the immigrant, the homeless. Jesus is in the terrorist, the shooter, the police officer, the politician. So get your heads out of the clouds and recognize Jesus right here. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again and again and again and again and again. I'm looking right now at the universal Christ. For some reason, he decided to disguise himself in me and in you. That was his idea. He disguised himself in us. And so let's treat each person as we would treat him. Let's trade in our tiny photograph for the big picture.